Test, test, test.
Check, check.
I think we're there.
Chad, Chad.
Rubber bands. Rubber bands.
All right. All right.
My microphone's not working. It keeps going up.
It's drooping.
Sorry to say, it seems to be working here from what I can tell.
I mean, it's working there, but I mean, it's not working here where it won't just stay straight.
It's drooping over there.
Well, sounds the like back end's drooping.
Sounds like a personal problem to me. It's 1049 podcast number 33, Ray?
33.
With?
You can introduce me.
Like, Chad.
Like I deserve.
The Chad.
The Chad.
And
Ray Ray.
And Randy, since it's Chad's.
This is Chad's podcast now.
Chad's podcast. Did everyone get their taxes done?
Yes.
A long time ago, like back in February.
No. I haven't got mine done yet.
Well, whoa. You're gonna get chased down by the IRS, Randy.
When Randy's not here on the air or on this podcast, you'll know why.
Every year, I say in January, as soon as I get my W-2, I'm going to get this done. And here we are on Tuesday, April 9th. And I've got everything done. I'm going to drop it off at the old H&R Block, so hopefully I'll get that done today.
Yeah, I'm so grateful for my tax guy. He comes in clutch almost every year. Even when he's like, don't worry, Ray, I can figure something out. I'll find some stuff.
Don't worry, Ray, I can fandangle some numbers. Yeah. I can falsify some documents for you.
I just use TurboTax. That's all I need.
I tried to do TurboTax this year, and it was like way more than I could not like pay. Like it was like, you owe like $12,000. I'm like, wait, what?
Wowza. Well, I got the little side DJ business, so that's a little more. Little more intuitive, so it takes a little bit more time to do
that.
I've never had to
pay.
Well, that's nice. Because I know. Congratulations, Chad.
Yeah, but Chad, how?
A round of applause for Chad.
How do you not pay? I mean, you have so many side hustles too, Chad. I think you have the most side hustles than anyone in this building.
He gets paid in cash and only cash.
That's right.
I'm not saying anything other.
Oh, I forgot.
Nothing happened. Nothing happened. Don't know what happened here. What are you talking about, side hustles? Don't know nothing about those side hustles.
If anybody's from the city, the county, the state, or IRS, please don't be listening.
I forgot.
So, yeah, I'm. Hopefully I'll get my taxes done before the 15th.
Oh, man. I know how much I owe, and I'm already like, I've already paid half of it, and I'm already going to have to pay the next half of my next paycheck.
Oh, that's all right. Just get on a payment plan with the IRS. It's okay.
As long as you keep paying them, they'll leave you alone.
It must be because I've been working forever, too. I don't know.
As long as you pay them. I've been working forever, too, but I have to pay every now and then.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, you own a business. That's the difference.
Yes.
An LLC.
You gotta learn how to run a business like I do.
And then, under the table?
Ray, you need to stop.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
What else do you keep under the table, Chad?
I know, right?
Gonna get me in trouble. I don't need that. I don't need that, Ricky Bobby.
Audit Chad. Yeah. Not me or Ray.
Oh, man. Did you guys go blind yesterday from the eclipse? Because I partially did.
I really didn't even care about it.
I know. Ray comes in. He's like, Randy, I can't see. I looked at the eclipse. I'm like, well, you're not supposed to look at the eclipse, Ray.
Yeah, that was just yesterday. Today, you're allowed to look at the sun. Yesterday, yeah. You're not allowed to. Today, you're allowed to.
I saw the videos of like certain, like if you, like parts of Texas and Mexico where it like completely blacked out and everyone was like freaking out for like an hour. I thought, I don't know, something about like, my Aztec roots was telling me I need to look at the sun.
because is that it? No, you're raised the kid, Chad. Raised the kid that your mom, when you were that 9-year-old kid, was like, "Hey, Ray, don't jump over that fence because there's a mad rabid dog over there." All right, mom. And as soon as she turns her
best
back,
believe
and
I'm jumping over to see that dog.
Exactly.
All I know is that I can't believe people around here really thought it was going to be a big deal. If you watched the news, you would have known it was not going to be a big deal here.
Yeah, it was only like less than a half. It was like a quarter of the moon or a quarter of the sun blocked off.
Yeah, I mean, people try to make it a big deal.
I was watching on YouTube, of course, and they've got it going, you know, around the United States, across the United States, and over on the East Coast, man. It was like pitch black. It was like midnight in some places.
What did it? It went Maine through what? Texas, right?
Yeah, it was like it went like up in a curve, up like from Texas all the way up north that way, almost getting close to like Maine and New York and that part of the world.
Yeah, but like Florida didn't get it, nothing like that. I mean, we didn't get it. I mean,
yep.
If you lived on the coasts, you weren't gonna get it.
But we got all the cool pictures and memes, and that was well worth it all.
And did you know that this was the number one Google phrase from yesterday, and it's "Why do my eyes hurt?" it was the most Googled phrase.
And people yesterday. Are saying they're also eclipse sick. I didn't know that was a thing either.
Yeah, so yeah, that is a real thing. And then there's
a real thing, quote unquote.
So
to people that are freaking crazy in the mind,
so, says the guy that jumps over the fence to the rabid dog.
Yeah, it's a real thing. You can get sick from the eclipse.
Optometrists have came out and said if you went and looked, even with the glasses on, you could have experienced lens burn, or what would you call it? Retina burn from the sun.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That sounds like just a lot of gibberish. And
but if you have the special 3D glasses that they're giving out at Burger King and Sonic and places like that, then you're safe.
They were giving them out everywhere. I was very surprised on all the little small places I was handing those little sunglasses out.
They look like 3D glasses. I mean, I could have saved the one that I saw a movie at like 25 years ago and it still would have been good, right?
I doubt it.
Probably not.
Because they said if the lens was scratched, you couldn't use it either.
They're different anyway. I mean, they were like dark black tinted.
Yeah,
like
they have
really,
to, yeah.
really, really dark, where you can't really see anything. Because I tried to look at him like the night before, and it's like, we can't see any lights or anything through this. How can you see this during the day? But I guess it was supposed to be protected. But there's a little warning on the glasses that says, you know, you could lose your sight.
Yeah. That makes it almost more safer.
Yeah, sure. Perfect.
So by the way, Rawhide Baseball back in action. They swept the Inland Empire 66ers last weekend. They were away. Mm-hmm. Tonight, they're at home. Going to be here playing against San Jose. So, man, excited. Baseball's back.
Were you working over at the Rawhide at the game, Chad?
They haven't played yet this year at home. Were you not listening? Chad's they were on the road.
Season ticket holder, plus he works there.
Yes. Mm. So I'll be at the game no matter what, some kind of capacity.
Working underneath the table, probably.
I mean, they got some cool jerseys this year. Like this year, they got like the Oaks jersey.
I've seen some of the cool ones that they had in the previous year. So, yeah.
And then, of course, they got the Squints bobblehead night this year as well. So Squints himself.
And he's going to be out there too, right?
He's going to be there. I mean, that's going to be freaking cool.
Yeah.
He's already done the video of a... You know, L7 Square Weedy.
Was there another person that went out there from Sandlot, too, who did a thing? I think you told me about it. Was there, like, someone else?
I don't think so, but, I mean, I now want them to make this happen where they get the whole cast out there to go out there. They need to make that happen next year.
Mm. Well, since you have a following, you can probably get people to do that.
You can make that, things I thought you had like some that. Strings.
I mean, I think that'd be freaking awesome.
Right. So,
I wanted to bring this up to Chad. Apparently, we hit some nerves from last week's podcast about the dating through online. Apparently, you struck a nerve with a few of our listeners, Chad.
All by three calling of them that do
by,
it,
but calling them lamers.
Well, I mean, like, not so, my fault. I speak the truth.
So I have a quote here. This was a message that was sent to me.
I want to know who's from.
I'll show you after.
No, you gotta say who it is. I mean, call them out.
I am not gonna call them out because they respectfully sent this in. I'm not in Gen Z.
There is no respectfully sent anything in.
So I'm not Gen Z. But if I were dating now, I do this for safety reasons. As a female, I don't know how comfortable I'd be meeting some dude I met online by myself or even in public. So that was a validated reason on why most female nowadays are probably doing this whole online thing also.
Yeah, that or they're just trying to scam money out of the guy.
See, Chad already has like a comeback for almost every little thing.
Next.
What else do you think, Chad? What other reasons do you possibly can think that the reason why people would want to be doing this whole online stuff?
Because they have a side piece at home already, and they just want to, you know, video chat, make money.
And the rest of the convos is pretty much telling us we need a female perspective on this, on these kind of topics, because apparently we're a little not informed on the female side.
A little too much testosterone in the room and not enough estrogen. Is that what you're saying, right?
I think so, yes.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
who's the most feminine?
I don't know.
Me? Okay. Hi.
So you're going to tell me right now, Randy, that you think online dating is the way to go?
Point, counterpoint?
I mean, not online dating, but like video dating?
I'll say, okay, I'll take that point. Video dating is the way to go, Chad.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. If you're trying to meet somebody new.
Way.
Well, wait a second.
I mean, there's other places you can go to. I mean, I know churches around here who do like dating, speed dating and stuff like that.
But you could set up a quick video date at like lunchtime with somebody and then be online with them for like 10 minutes. And then you could find out probably within 10 or 15 minute period whether somebody you might want to actually go out with at some point.
No, I don't think you can. Not through a video.
So this is one. This is another.
Well, it's
comment.
Not like. Well, hang on a second. It's not like they're recording a video saying, "Hi, my name is Brad."
Like the old days.
Oh yeah. Like Love Connection.
Yeah.
Like,
oh yeah.
You're actually talking to them back and forth. They're actually live and in person, just on video. That's
hi. My name is Ray. I like long walks on the beach.
Okay.
Skinny skiing.
But here's my thing though: is you can make your background like you know. I can rent out a, you know, Airbnb a house that's fully furnished and be like, oh, yeah, check out my house.
Yeah, I mean, and that's...
I mean, you could try to make yourself look better on the video.
Yeah, that is, I forgot what you call that, but yeah, a lot of influencers
Creeper?
Do that. Creeper, too. But here's a comment that we got. So, things move faster nowadays. Let's get these fast days over with without having to give so much effort. If it won't even go the next... with through the connection, it'd be better through the computer at least.
That no. I mean, you need to step up. If you're a man, you need to step up and you need to actually show the woman how, you know, the proper way to treat him. You know, ask him out, take him out to dinner, get him ice cream, and then take him back home and say thank you and see what happens.
But how do I know that you're not going to be a serial rapist, Chad?
How are you going to know if somebody's not a serial rapist if they're in a video?
Well, I could like...
Honestly, no. Answer that question.
What if I know somebody in law enforcement?
No, you're not answering my question.
What?
How could you know if somebody's not a serial rapist in the video, in a online video? You can't. You can't tell in real life.
I mean, there's also services where you could pay for that to get a background check on someone. It's not that hard.
It's what I'd be doing.
So why don't you do that before you go out on a date then and not you know, I mean, in-person date. Do that before you go on an in-person date.
Well, that stuff costs money, Chad.
Okay,
those kind of services are not
cheap. If you're going to do it for a video, why wouldn't you do it for before you meet up in person?
I don't know. It's one of those things where it's like, okay, like that's where it is nowadays. But, of course, there's going to be people like me and you, Chad, who like to do things the old school way. But we have to also know to accept that there's people nowadays that's the way things
are.
If
you're going to ask me to do a video date, it ain't working out between us.
So,
I can tell you
long
that
story
much
short,
at that point.
If you're a female we'd like your and you're single, we'd like your perspective on this.
Yes,
so.
Please. Write to me. I would like to know. I would like to get this information out.
Why don't you call me at my office?
There you go. Or call
559.
No. Just straight up call the studio line because that way we can answer, we could talk, and be live with it. I mean, I honestly feel like we need the female perspective, but I guarantee a lot of females are going to say, no, that's lame too.
Oh, no, we're gonna get you in here with us. 559-553-1522. Call me, and we'll get it set up, and we'll
It'll
get
be
you
like
on the
a
podcast.
Date.
Yes, exactly.
So I mean,
do a video date on the podcast.
You're telling them right now that
although be it in a public setting.
The ones who don't want to meet up in a real life date, rather do a video date, you think are gonna come in here and talk about why it's better to do a video date.
He's gonna talk all day about nothing, so it makes no sense. He's done with this. Move on.
All right.
I made sense. You just didn't want to
Sense. Move on.
So,
next, Ray.
Another thing that we got is that a recent study came out that over 40% study between the ages between 18 and 29 have at least one tattoo, and mostly are women. I'm pretty sure you two don't have any tattoos, right?
No.
I do not.
Why do you think now it's like such a prevalent thing for most people to get tattoos nowadays?
A lot of people do it for...
I know
memorial purposes, like if they did it for, you know, like a loved one that passed away, stuff like that.
There's also cultural things about
it. Yeah.
I know when I first turned 18, right on my 18th birthday is when I got my first tattoo. And it was the one thing that I loved, and it was an Autobot Jedi Alliance tattoo right on my shoulder here. And I think it's also my least favorite tattoo that I have. So I highly recommend anyone who's serious about getting a tattoo to wait a little.
Was it done by a professional, Ray?
semi-professional. He was. He used to be.
He was straight out of prison. In Kalinga, at Kalinga State Prison.
Okay, do you want the full story? So it was,
I'm not too far off.
It was done by a guy who used to be a professional, used to do it at a shop. He stopped doing it at a shop, and he started doing it from home. I got this tattoo done at his home. And a few years later, he was eventually convicted of sexually assaulting a minor, and he's now serving time in prison currently.
That's a story, Ray. That's the story.
Wow. Let's go back to that video dating again now.
Let's hit back with that. So get this. So a survey of 1,000 men found that 72% said they would give up a night with their wife or significant other to play a new video game. Ray.
You already know my answer. Go, Ray.
It depends.
You know my answer too. It's like, excuse me, what video game?
I know you guys are not part of the video game generation, but if she
was part of the beginning of the video game
we
generation.
Kick it off. Mario Brothers.
If she loved me enough, she would allow me to have this day to where I can play this game. At least in the comfort of my own home. I'm not going anywhere. I'm at home. I'll order food.
If you got a woman next to you that loves you and that you love her, you guys love spending time together, and you'd rather play a video game, you got problems.
There has to be a compromise.
No, no.
Part two of this, even when only talking about games they've already owned and had played before, 32% still opted for the video game console.
Okay, that I disagree with. Because if I play a game, this is just personal experience. If I played the game and I play it throughout, and I finish it. Like, let's say I just finish a game, I probably won't even touch it again. And then boom, my girlfriend or wife would have all the attention she wants. You know, after that,
I have lost all respect for the new generation. First, hey, let's have a date on video here. You know what? I like you, but I'd rather play a video game than do anything with you.
No. Okay. So all we need to do is find a girl that plays video games.
Yeah, that's exactly yes.
That wants to do it through video.
Yeah.
So, right? So,
right? Right.
I think you found some people on Instagram.
You guys are laughing about it, but that's not far-fetched. I mean, it's just There's girls out there who like the game too.
And exactly.
If she likes the game too, what's not stopping me from us having a date night, us playing the game together?
I'm saying you're gonna do it through video,
via Zoom.
Through a Zoom date.
Discord date.
I talked to one the other day when she's not working, she's playing video games. Right?
Right.
Might be something for you. So now you think about that, Ray. Think about that over the next week.
This generation, wow.
We'll talk about that. But Chad turns into the old man in the room all of a sudden, right?
I mean, not old man. It's just more of, wow.
I've had experiences.
I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
I've had experiences with girlfriends who were okay with the whole video game thing. And there were some girlfriends I've dated who did not like the video game thing. And both of us had compromises. So it just depends on the person and the people you're with.
A video game would be the last thing on my mind.
What's the first thing on your mind, Chad?
I think that's the end of this podcast now.
Yeah, I think so. Well, like and subscribe. And we'll talk to you next week.
Yep.
And we'll try and talk Ray into to not liking video games as much.
And
that's my side hustle. That's my under the table side hustle, Randy.
That's a good excuse, Ray. That's a good excuse. All right.
Go out on a real life date, too.